You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Our next guest states that self-love is the best way to teach our children how to take care of themselves by eating nutritiously, exercising, learning to express our feelings, and being grateful for what we do have rather than what we don't. Let's welcome Lisa Lynn, the author of I Love My Body book. Oh, thanks for being here, Lisa. And this book is a children's book, correct?
I have to say it is, but the adults are saying they're enjoying it just the same as a potty book in the bathroom because none of us should go without this message.
Yes, I want you to explain a little bit about the book and what really inspired you to write it.
I have to say what inspired me to write it is I grew up as an overweight kid who always, like from the get-go of my life, I struggled with food. I'm going to say addiction, where like I was addicted to sugar at two. You know, I was scrounging the cabinets. And so I was my nickname was Roly Poly or Lisa Pizza. And and while everybody thought it was cute in naming that, I grew up feeling like a roly-poly or Lisa Pizza, and it really tainted my body image views of how I saw myself. And so my food issues started early, which led to, I'm going to say, over-exercising, which a lot of our world is doing. And I realized that beating ourselves up and self-deprivation and hating on ourselves, it doesn't get us where we want to go. And even though I was told that, I was like, yeah, when the body goes, my head will follow it. It doesn't work like that. It really starts meeting yourself right where you are, learning how to love yourself where you are. And even if you're like, yeah, but I'm 100 pounds overweight, you're up, you're breathing, and gratitude is the secret sauce to be grateful for what you do have. And then that begets more good behavior. And the next thing you know, you're out of that negative feedback loop, and it starts learning how to love yourself.
No, that's great. You know, I totally understand that a lot of people get inspired from their own problems, right? And that's what happened to you.
Got it.
As well as for me, how I became an allergy specialist because my own son was so sick. Now, when you were writing this book out, were you thinking about how am I going to deliver this to young children so they really understand what self-love is? Because I'm telling you, an adult doesn't even know what self-love means.
You know, you're right. And while I really try to minister this to adults, I'm going to go spiritual on you for a second. God said to me one day in a very clear voice, you need to go where the need is the greatest. And I realize now that there's kids young that don't like I've had kids come to me and say, hate my belly. I mean, we're talking young, 6 or 8, they're overweight and they hate themselves. And well, why don't you eat healthier foods? Because I don't like my belly. And so it was a negative feedback loop. And so I decided, let's start sowing seeds because prevention is the cure. And if we can at least start raising our kids differently, and most people who have these kids and struggle with these issues, the best thing we could do is take our mess we've made and turn it into our message to our kids. Not only that, I think our civilization could really use gratitude, where I get on my pity pot and I have those bad days, but I try to get up every day and count my blessings, and instead of getting up and focusing on depression and my thighs are fat, I go, you know what? My thighs work today. And it changes your whole demeanor, reduces cortisol levels. You're a doctor, so you know how paramount that is. And people are so afraid to think positive this way. But what they don't realize is that fear is raising their cortisol levels. And what do we do when we're stressed? We eat, we regress, we're not happy. And so it was pretty easy to deliver this message because kids are, they're a little easier than adults. They haven't been tainted so bad yet.
You know, I want to share that when it comes to, you said something, you know, earlier about how a 5-year-old might say they don't like their belly, they hate it. The truth of the matter is, they were taught that information.
Correct.
It's not like a 5-year-old already knows how to compare one belly to another.
That's right.
But they see this all throughout the media, the way the parents,
correct,
if their
correct
mother is always complaining about her fat belly.
You
I mean,
got it.
You know, that's what the problem is that it's the adults all around these little children and the media, the TV, that's really promoting a poor body image. Isn't that right?
You nailed it. And I, struggling with my own body image issues as a young girl, I always hated my body and never thought I looked good. I made a vow that I just was not going to do this to my daughter. And I don't think she's ever heard me diss my body. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't have a bad day. We all do. But what I make her see me doing is eating apples for snacks. If I don't feel good because I overeat in a holiday, I eat cleaner the next day. There's no deprivation or games. It's just organic. You know, if you watch animals, they do this organically in the wild. Taking good care of myself by sleeping, by laughing out loud. So you ask, how does my book do this? Well, one, I teach kids, I love my arms because they let me hug my family. So we women, none of us ever think our arms are perfect enough, but when was the last time you stopped and thought what you could do with your arms every day, that you can pick up your dog, that you can hug your kids, that you can lift things up and move? How about all the things our arms do for us? When you start to come out of self-love, you start to see yourself in a different light, or as I say in the book, the way God sees us. And this is not a religious thing. This is about a relationship thing. How does he see you? What if you look at and start to see yourself that way? You will never feel as happy or content as you do until you go through those eyes.
I love what you're saying, all that, you know, really looking at how our body, why we have our body, what it's serving, and how it serves us, and that we want to thank our body for all the different things that it's doing. Now, you mentioned something about laughing, and I know the statistics about laughing. A four-year-old laughs about 300, 400 times a day. And
that's right.
40-year-old, a 40-year-old person, four times a day.
Yep.
How crazy is that?
And, you know, in the end, it's a very simple bullet. I say, honor God with your bod, meaning, like, we don't realize we're honoring ourselves and everything around us by preserving our health. And that sleep, rest, prayer, meditation, laughter is just as important as the obsessive compulsive gym workouts we're doing. Because I know a lot of really intense people where I live, and they have these serious workouts they put above their family, and they look miserable, their marriages go south, and what are we here for? We're here. I'm a clown all day long everywhere I go. I have to be toned down. I think it's so critical also to make peace with yourself and start laughing. Like, I have a little bit of an inner thigh, and no matter how thin I ever got, I got an inner thigh. You know how I look at it now? That's a part of me, and it's a part of my body, and I have to accept it, because if I got rid of it, I'd find something else to pick on.
That's so true. You know, can you give us, we just have a couple more minutes, things that parents can do right away so that if they think their kid has, their child, a girl or a boy, has some body images, what can they do right away to help them?
First thing I think is address it and start talking about it with your kid, and then sit back and listen. Like, really hear it without interjecting what you think. Let the kid vent. Second, throw yourself under the bus. If you have been picking on yourself in front of the mirror, it's time to say, you know what, Johnny? You've heard me do this, and Mommy was so wrong. I should have been so grateful for her. So lead by example, because kids watch more than we think. Whatever we do, they will do it. If you see it in your kid, the odds are, and I'm a parent, I don't like this pill, the odds are you're doing it yourself. So look in the mirror and then have a little family meeting. And I call it an upgrade. This is a breakthrough, not a breakdown. Say, you know what? We're going to all sit around and have a gratitude meeting every night. We want to hear what we're grateful for.
I like that. You could do that over, you know, dinner and eating a good, healthy dinner.
Yeah.
Look,
I have teens. I get a little bit of balking. Sometimes, like, I'm so grateful you gave me a hard time today. But you know what happens? It breaks the ice and we all start laughing and we easy does it again.
Oh, that's great. So this book is available at Amazon?
Yes, it is. Amazon and also my website. And I'm always happy to help if anybody needs it.
Great. LynnFit.com, LynnFit.com. The book for self-love for children is called I Love My Body Book. I Love My Body Book. This was great information, not just for children, Lisa, but for parents. Thanks so much for being here. Really, really appreciate it. Now, everyone, I've put a link on my Wellness for Life radio show page on Radio MD. So this is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well, everyone.